possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've been waiting all day. I don't know why. For some reason, I'm like unevenly excited to hear a Cinco de Fava from Sean Morris. I don't know why. I guess I had a dream about it last night.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Dream about anything normal, dude?
Nah, I had a weird night last night. I fell asleep in my kid's bed. He had wrestling on, like old wrestling, like 80s wrestling. And so I just had weird dreams, and one of which was, wow, I'm really excited to hear Sean Morash just Thursday, August 7th, Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, today we got the word from Aaron Glenn, because he said so, that the starters are going to play here in the preseason. So this is less about the 1 week of the preseason, but more about the culmination of the three games in the preseason. The five things I want to see out of the Jets by the end of the preseason. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I want to have faith in anyone not named Sauce Gardner and Michael Carter in that cornerback room, because I have major questions since DJ Reed left.
That's a good one.
Well, I mean, DJ is a tough hole, but think about their draft. They've got a corner that they've been watching in camp that looks very, very good.
Okay.
Have you been keeping an eye on this guy? I can't pronounce his name, which I have to do once the season starts.
Yeah, we're going to have to get used to this.
Especially if he's... But it's... We call him AZ.
Because Azariah Thomas?
Is it Azariah Thomas?
Azariah.
But AZ, who is the third round pick out of Florida State, mm-hmm. is wowing people in camp, and there's a lot of hope for him. So that could be the answer to that question. Hopefully. Now, I haven't seen it because it's training camp practices, but AZ, and that's probably where we got to settle. We just call him AZ.
Yeah, I think it's the easiest, safest thing until we hear
I
from
believe
him.
It's Azariah.
Azariah?
Azariah.
Even though it's spelled as whatever.
A-Z word.
Don't get crazy about the spelling. I love it because it's got an apostrophe in it. Anytime you got an apostrophe in your name, badass.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
How about a threat outside of Garrett Wilson to actually emerge in this passing game?
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know who I think the threats are going to be in the passing game? Some of the running backs.
100%.
Yeah.
Especially Breece Hall.
Yep.
Yeah. Hopefully Breece Hall catches the way he tweets. Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Yeah, he tweeted today. I don't know what it means. Wasn't it like time will tell?
Time will tell.
I think it was about his contract
or
how long he's going to be there.
Is that what you thought it was?
I mean, what else would it be?
I thought it was about Karrion Kross. He wants to know if the WWE is going to re-sign him or not. I'm sorry. That's how I took it.
Really?
MetLife Stadium.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I thought it was about the Mets hitting with runners in scoring position.
You think it's about his contract? Well, let me say
what else would it be?
Okay. Well,
because this is his fourth year, right?
Yeah, he's about to be a free agent.
And so they don't have a fifth-year option
Here's what I'll say to Breece Hall, who I like, and you like him too. We have a picture here in the studio somewhere.
He's my favorite Jet player.
Of you wearing a Breece Hall jersey with Breece saying, to Tiki, your favorite player, Breece Hall. I love Breece Hall. Go out and have a big year, and we'll talk about contract.
I can't read his signature. He's got to get better at that.
Yeah, he does. Go out and have a big year, and I'll be saying on the radio, pay the man.
Yep.
But I don't feel an urgency to pay Breece Hall right now. And for anyone who brings up Sauce Gardner, I'm sorry. Sauce Gardner's done a hell of a lot more to begin his NFL career than Breece Hall has. So I like Breece. I still believe in Breece. But I am not interested in paying him until he earns it.
Well, Kyron Williams getting paid, I think, is now.
That's fine. Am I Kyron Williams' agent?
Nope.
Am I a Kyron Williams fan? Unless I draft him in fantasy. No. I'm talking about Breece Hall. I'm giving you my opinion on Breece Hall. And I'm speaking to Breece.
Right.
Peacefully. Because I like him.
They drafted the kid from Georgia, Arian Smith, who's more of a track star right now than a football player. But eventually he could be someone. He's a threat. He can take the top off.
They're deep there. Here we go.
Number two.
No, this is number three. I never got to number three.
Number three.
Sorry. Membu to not look like Evan Neal as a rookie here in these first three games.
Wow, well, what are you projecting negativity on us?
Because for? I think we just assume, and I thought it was the right pick by the Jets. Oh, look at Fashanu, look at Fashanu.
Right.
You know, I've seen this work the other way. You don't want the
crapping
tackle to be
all over the Jets with this list. Oh, that's all you're doing.
How am I? First of all, tomorrow's.
You compared a guy who hasn't played a game yet in the NFL to Evan Neal.
Is he penciled in as the starter?
I think he's got a great chance to start. Yeah.
I mean, is he? I don't know because we're not following Jet Camp like we are Giant Camp because they obviously don't talk about it as much as Giant Camp. But is he the starter?
Yes. Also,
so why would you mention Evan Neal on a list about the Jets?
Did I say that I think he's going to be Evan Neal, or say I want to make sure he doesn't look like Evan Neal?
This whole list has been a troll. Keep going. Mm.
What? All right, you suck sometimes. Here we go.
Number two.
Justin Fields' common concerns that he can't throw a football because that has been the biggest reports out of the Jet camp.
Are you listening to this?
Yeah, that would sound like a troll.
I'm just telling you, these are the things you want to see the Jets solve.
Let's
here.
Get to number one. Aaron Glenn knows how to call a timeout.
Nope. Number one.
I think this is super, super important for a Jets team that we expect their winning formula to be close games. Having trust and conviction in a freaking kicker.
Oh, and a kicker.
By the end of this preseason.
We got Nick Folker back.
That is not the sexy thing to say, but it might be the most important thing for a Jet team.
No,
like
it cost them games last year. I mean, you're right about that. I don't disagree with that.
No missed kicks this preseason, and that's your Cinco de Five.
It's not even no missed kicks, though it kind of is. You just want to go into the season feeling some reliability.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get that. But the list is mostly just a Giant.
You're getting the Giants version of Moran. It's not going to be all roses.
I mean, he basically came out and said, Armon Membu is Evan Neal.
No, I didn't.
I didn't like that.
I said I want to make sure
he hopes
he doesn't.
He's not.
He hopes he's not. What kind of comment is that? I hope he's not.
The whole list is predicated on looking for things not to be negative. It's five things I want to see out of the Jets in a preseason. By the way, I want to see. I didn't say I want to see him look like Evan Neal. That would be a troll.
I think in a weird way, as much as you wanted the Jets to fail the last 2 years because of Rodgers, I think you want them to fail even more now.
No, disagree.
Because... I'll give you my reasoning, because Giants may not be good either. We don't know. And it would really bother you to see the Jets immediately reset and surpass the Giants. It would bother you. Tiki wouldn't care. He'd respect it. It would piss you off. It'd bother you.
Piss me off is the wrong word. I'm farming my own land as a Giant fan.
Like, are you?
I would be jealous if the Jets go become a playoff team and the Giants feel like they still stink. But
don't forget that the Giants did this exact same thing.
I was going to say that to him, too.
Got a new head coach in 2022.
Yep.
Dabes wins coach of the year, takes it to the postseason, wins a game. Like, it just felt... it can happen.
And I warn you about this because you'll look at me like I got 10 heads. Let's say that happens. Mm-hmm. Let's say the Jets pull off what the Giants did, or even what the Jets have done in recent past. I'd go into that offseason saying, I still don't know if this guy's the head coach. It was a great first year. I've seen this before. Saw it from Mangini. I've seen it before. So there's always a skepticism until it's consistent.
This is the first time I will ever say this in my career in broadcasting. It's the first time I am putting aside fandom and who I like and who I don't like for the betterment of my brain. I can't sit through another football season where both of these teams suck and are out of it by October. I can't predict what's going to happen with the Giants. I know they have a tough schedule. If they are going to go in the hole early and our big excitement's Jackson Dart, I can't live through 1-6 Jets.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.